anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Jasmine the dog trainer, here to answer your pet questions on training or behavior. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you in touch with us, 818-818-6401. The show is produced by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or in pet stores. And don't forget, Good Pets Foods, supplements and treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off. That's their discount if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com, so check it out. Also, join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th. You need a vacation. So give Colette Tours a call at 800-581-8942 on booking number 1299-885. And you can join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th through the 14th. This is Talkin' Pets.
I want to thank you for the things you've done. Thank you for your generosity, and I'll never be alone. That's because you are my friend. That's because you are my friend. Didn't you think of them together? That's because you are my friend. Before I met you, I was real low.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Oh, nice of you to join us, Jasmine. How are you? So, I think Jilly's going to call in and give us the down on the race. But we are watching it live in the studio. And, you know, I will tell you, though.
He looks muddy.
They're all muddy.
He looks very muddy. I mean, Devin, did you see? I almost felt like they were racing in slow motion. Being in that mud.
Yeah, when they did the wide shot, it was like surreal because you could just see all the mud being kicked up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but hopefully all the horses are okay. But well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. Devin, you did see how many people are at the Kentucky Derby right now?
Yes.
How many was there?
It was 147,000, I think 405.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Still not the record. The record was in 2015, which was 170,000.
Maybe one year we need to do a show from there because it's on a Saturday. So
yes.
We're live on Saturday, so it would be nice to do it.
We have to wear the wild clothing.
We would have mint juleps. And we'd all be wearing fancy hats. And we'd be cheering for a touchdown. Touchdown, touchdown. Oh, wait, no, that's not a touchdown. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. Do you like being around horses?
Yeah, I love horses. I always wanted one. But I knew a lot of people that had horses growing up. I've only ridden a pony, not a full-size horse, because I'm afraid of their size.
See, I love riding horses, but mm-hmm. the thing is, I don't have a lot of padding back there. So I'm sore the next day and the next day.
You have to wear padded underwear.
I got to wear something. I got to put a pillow underneath my butt next time I ride a horse.
Don't they make cushioned seats, like saddles?
I don't even think that would help me. but I do love horses, though. And I think they're one of the most gorgeous creatures on this planet.
They're just, and they're so playful and fun.
They can be, yeah.
One of my stepdad's coworkers had Clydesdales, and they lived down the road from us. So he let us go and see them and interact with them, and he had painted horses. And one of the painted horses was, like, shy, so he thought that we couldn't see him if he put his head behind the pole because he couldn't see us, but, like, his whole body is, like, behind him. It was so cute.
So a friend of mine actually brought the Gypsy Vanner horses into the country from the UK.
Okay.
And I was up there years ago with him and his wife. And the horses were gorgeous. His farm, his stables and everything were state-of-the-art. I mean, absolutely beautiful. But those horses, they had, like, the long hair on their legs and on their mane and everything. They were very different looking and just so beautiful. I had a day up there, like, from heaven. It was just amazing being around these horses. But not too long after that, Dennis, his wife, she was climbing one of the ladders in the barn, and she missed one of the steps. And she fell, and she died.
Oh, no.
And he lost it. He had a very hard time.
That's
so
sad.
We've been in touch years from them. I haven't talked to him now in a couple of years, but the Gypsy Vanner horses, he would basically, as horse owners would do, is, you know, get the sperm, and he would give it to, not give it, but he would sell it to people that wanted that type of species. That's how he made his living.
Okay.
And the same thing goes for, like, these racehorses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can make a lot of money from the stud, you know, studding up the horse or whatever, and making money that way. So, but I don't mind when an animal performs a job that it was within their realm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anybody that's going to
extremes and, like,
right.
That's... I have a problem with, like, you know, it's one thing if an animal is your pet, and it's doing something that's like a fun activity or whatever, but for them to just be like working, yeah, that makes me sad that these horses are not pets.
It's like anything out there, even humans. You can't work 24/7.
Right.
You have to have downtime. You have to have play time. You have to let your mind rest.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for animals. I mean,
and horses are very playful. They're very dog-like, is what I've heard, is that, you know, they like to play. And so if they're not getting to be, you know, playful, like...
It's the same thing for animals in films. For instance, a lot of times they have not just one dog. They'll have, like, five dogs that look alike, or three dogs, whatever the number may be. But they have extras that are similar.
Right.
Because they get tired.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a set with a dog once, and it was a short shoot, but we had to give time to the dog to rest. We only had the one dog, but it was a small scene, but the dog needed to rest,
because
you're wanting this dog to perform a certain thing in the film, and sometimes they get tired, just like humans.
Yeah, and sometimes they're just in a mood.
that could be, too. I mean, do you find as a trainer, though, that... there's good days and bad days that you have with dogs?
Yeah, they can have off days, for sure.
Do you prefer to train a dog between the parent, the dog, and you? Or do you do, like, open classes with many people?
I'm only doing one-on-one. I'm not doing group classes. I got burnout doing group classes because I did them for 8 years straight. And my preference just... for the success rate of what I'm trying to accomplish with training is to work one-on-one with people, because a
you
lot of
individual attention.
Every, like, people that want training. They need help, like, specific to what they're going through with their dog. And in a group class, you don't have that time to spend with each individual person. So I was finding that some people were getting very frustrated with their dogs because they needed more.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, in a group thing, it might do better for someone where a dog might be too shy, you think, where it needs to be around, socialized around
the
other animals?
Yeah, like, they need group classes for socialization, but for most things very specific to that dog and their household, one-on-one is better. So I sometimes tell my clients to sign up for a group class so that their dog is working in the distraction of other dogs, but for the one-on-one stuff, it's just totally different.
But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The Pesquet's parrot is more famously known as the Dracula parrot, and with its mix of jet black and blood red feathers, it's easy to see why. They also sound terrifying as their piercing screams echo through the rainforests of New Guinea. Dracula parrots grow to around 18 inches, which is 46 centimeters long, and weigh 1.3 and 1.8 pounds. They can live for around 20 to 40 years. Their plumage is mostly black and dark gray, but they sport red feathers around the belly, tail, and wings. Adult males have red patches behind their eyes, which distinguishes them from the females. The species' guttural rasping screams are very distinct. Unlike the chirps or squawks of typical parrots, the call of the Dracula parrot is harsh screech that sounds more like a mythical predator than a fruit-eating bird. This unusual sound likely evolved as a way for the birds to communicate across the dense forest of New Guinea and possibly to deter potential threats. Dracula parrots often make the unusual noises during flight. This may be to help individuals stay in contact with their flock mates on the wing, especially in areas with thick foliage where the birds can easily lose sight of one another. Their screams may also serve as territorial signs or warning calls that alert other animals to their presence or assert dominance over feeding areas. With their long hooked beaks and semi-bald heads, Dracula parrots resemble vultures, but unlike the meat-eating birds of prey, the parrots aren't as bloodthirsty as their nickname suggests. Instead, they're keen fruit eaters with a particular taste for figs and occasionally flowers or nectar. The birds lack feathers on their faces, and this localized baldness is thought to help prevent matting when they're eating messy fruits. Although little is known about the breeding habits of Dracula parrots, it's thought that they nest in hollow trees. They typically mate once a year and lay one or two eggs at a time. Because of their highly prized feathers and the market for captive exotic birds, Dracula parrots have been hunted and now classed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List of threatened species. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I had my seconds. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
So, Devin, I think you're going to give us, instead of an animal sound in this hour, you're going to give us a trivia question. Is that correct?
Yes, since we are talking about horse racing. the Triple Crown, which
really
is...
Really rich.
Jeez.
That's horse racing.
Yes. the Triple Crown, which is the most prestigious horse, the most prestigious award in horse racing, is the question is how many winners of the Triple Crown have been awarded?
So how many winners of the Triple Crown have been awarded?
Yes.
That is the trivia question. If you know the answer, you can pick out a prize. We don't have a horse, and I'm not...
I'm really rich.
I'm not rich. far, far from it. But we do have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. We have Good Pets Foods treats for your dogs to try. We have a Chicken Soup for the Soul dog book or cat book. I've got a dog bracelet. I've also got a collapsible water bowl. And you can go with Devin. What do you have over there?
I have socks and a harness for a small dog or cat. Or, well, it says extra small. Sorry.
Extra small, like...
That harness isn't for a cat.
I know, but he said we could.
It's a no-pull harness for a dog.
The harness is for the dog, but the booties can work for the cat.
Yeah.
So, I've seen
and they're green, too, which is...
No, but a cat can get out of that. That's a no-pull harness for training.
Yeah, that's for dogs. So,
whatever you say, cougar.
Not for kitties. Her new name.
No, it's not.
818-818-6401. 818-818-401. If you know the answer to that trivia question, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your guesses, if you think you know. I think we've got Jilly on the line. Jilly Bean, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, but I've got something for you.
What is that?
Run, girl, run! So, I know you're big into horses, so like horse racing, and so
yes,
is my brother
am.
Ed. My brother Ed went number eight, and I'm not quite sure. We have it on here, but I know who won, but I don't know who came in second, third. But I believe you have that information on the whole thing?
I do. I just watched it live and jumped for joy because the number one, which was number 18 horse, Sovereignty, and then number two spot was number eight horse, journalism. I bet on both of them, and I bet all to win place and show. So I'm very excited to see what I won. I was surprised by the number three horse, which was number 21, which was called Biaza. I think it was Argentinian. Very surprised by that horse. I did place 14 bets and then one bet for my grandma.
Wow.
So we had some fun, but I like to do the win, place, show and give them like the run of the gamut. It kind of works out a little bit better. You don't make so much money, but at least you cover your bases.
The last time I made a run, it was to the bathroom.
Oh, for the heavens of this day. I was very concerned about the muddy field and the running. Sovereignty is a beautiful bay-colored thoroughbred, and bay-colored means that you are typically this chestnut, beautiful brown, but you have
it's a gorgeous horse,
tail,
no doubt about it.
Black from the knees down.
But Julie, we got to go to a break, as you know. But thanks for giving us the top three. But we'll be right back with more of Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade.
Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. The Festive Attire Gala in the Good Dog Foundation's big fundraiser of the year. It supports doubling the number of canine human teams that can be trained and deployed. Good Dog's current 330 highly trained volunteer teams are struggling to meet demand as anxiety, depression soars in the wake of today's social, political, economic, and health challenges. Good Dog Therapy, dogs visit bring instant joy, stress relief, and emotional healing to over 100,000 children and Metro Tri-State region. Besides helping to support the emotional well-being of our community, the Good Dog Gala is a good party. This year it features 40 therapy dogs and their human handlers mingling with guests. Private therapy dog love sessions for gala goers, which can be booked during cocktail hour. Premiere screening of a short documentary, Dogs Who Saved the World. Juilliard Jazz Trio, silent auction and cocktails. Chef-prepared dinner and desserts. Live auction plus annual healing awards for three special partner facilities and therapy dog teams. To apply for training as a certified therapy dog team, go to thegooddogfoundation.org/volunteer-certification. The Good Dog Foundation is globally recognized as the world leader for best practices and trustworthiness in the field of animal-assisted therapy. We have 250 partner facilities, including the world's great teaching, science, and research institutions, as well as schools, nursing homes, and libraries. More recently, we expanded our mission to provide workforce wellness visits for dozens of New York's premier businesses, where easy-to-arrange therapy dog visits offer an immediate uplift for post-pandemic stress, mental health, and morale, as well as creative and productive output. Reporting, I'm John Patch. The American Kennel Club, AKC, is excited to announce that the AKC Diving Dogs Premier Cup will air on ESPN2. The competition will premiere on Sunday, May 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern. This year's AKC Diving Dogs Premier Cup, held in collaboration with North America Diving Dogs, took place on April 5th, 2025, at Mississippi State University. Canine athletes from across the country demonstrated their exceptional abilities in a spirited competition, competing in three distance divisions: lap, elite, and premier, and two air retrieve divisions: open and lap. The top three finishers in each category earned well-deserved prize money and national recognition. "We're thrilled for the AKC Diving Dogs Premier Cup to return to ESPN," said Gina DiNardo, AKC president, CEO, and friend of Talkin' Pets. "The excitement and energy that the dogs give off is palpable. And we're sure that viewers at home will be on the edge of their seats cheering for their favorite competitors." The broadcast will be hosted by Carolyn Mano, including sideline reporting by Phil Murphy, analysis by Jason Rigler, and special guest appearance by MSU mascot Bully the Bulldog. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Waves cry sweet anxiety, another sleepless night. Long way from society, lucky I'm alive. Yeah, I know I'm far from home, but I'll survive. I'm jumping right into the dance, just hold my breath, not going without a fight. I'm diving in too deep, a notion in my head.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know the answer to the trivia question, Devin gave you a trivia. So basically, in the Triple Crown, how many made it to the Triple Crown? How many races of a horse, certain horse, made it to the Triple Crown? So, how many times? Devin, do you want to give a multiple choice?
Sure. Okay, let me pull it up. So it's how many horses have won the Triple Crown? So, what, three? What are those three?
You want to give three choices?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll go 5, 8, or 13. 5, 8, or 13. How many horses? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and you can win something. 818-818-6401. How many horses made it to the Triple Crown? 5, 8, or 13. So you got a choice there, one out of three. 818-818-6401. You know, I was going through old paperwork, and I'm trying to get rid of boxes of stuff that literally, like old stuff that I have boxed here. And I found this one article that I thought was pertinent no matter what year it was in the country, of too many pets could mean mental illness. And it was a big article way back, probably 20 years ago. That's how old the paperwork is. And but it's still very functional to today, where I understand it, but then again, I don't understand it. I mean, I can say I'm an animal lover, obviously. And, you know, I host the largest animal show in the country. But I have three cats, which is over for me. I usually only have two.
Mm-hmm.
But I have three. And I've got two parrots and chickens.
And finches and fish.
I have three finches. Two just recently died.
Oh, no.
I had their separate funerals. You did not attend. Thank you very much.
You didn't invite me. I didn't even know.
Your psychic ability. You should have known all about it. I was upset.
No.
I was crying. And I'm just kidding. Devin's like, is he crying? But, yeah, no, I buried the finches. I didn't cremate them. But people that go to the extreme, 25. 50.
Oh, that's crazy.
100. I get it that they're trying to save these animals and trying to give them a home.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it, but I don't understand where, and it is a mental illness, I would say, when you don't realize the fact that your house smells like a litter box 100 times over.
Yeah.
There is poop everywhere. You're not keeping up with them. Animals are losing weight because they're not getting the diet that they need.
Right.
And I'm sure you'll back me on this one, is that when you have that many animals, there's usually a fight for who's on top and who's on the bottom. My chickens are like that. My one chicken, her name is Rue.
The loud one?
Rue has to have everything.
Rue's the loud one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Christmas, the bantam chicken, the little one, comes out. Rue will go at her like a pit bull because the little one's trying to get into the food. So there's control there. And I noticed that when I adopted my cat, Winter. Winter will eat a little bit of her food. She'll try to bury it. She doesn't put her paws in the bowl.
Later.
Yeah, and then she tries, like, as if she's covering it up that she can come back
somebody
to it.
Somebody else will eat it.
And somebody else called Shadow, Pudgy, does go and eat it. I have to pull it up off the floor.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when there's a struggle for food, all the animals don't get it. So what I'm saying, in the long run, there definitely is something wrong if you can't...
You're not able to give them what they need, you know, attention-wise and... Yeah, I know what you mean. It is, it's definitely a problem.
So, I mean, the best thing, you know, to do is know your limits before, one, because in this day and age, especially more so than before, you will actually end up paying a fine.
Mm-hmm.
You might even get jail time.
Yeah.
Depending on how those animals are taken care of. So you just want to be very careful about it. And you mm-hmm. don't want to turn a blind eye to it, for sure. But in those instances of people becoming an animal hoarder, they have a love in their heart, but then they overdo it by not being able to take care of those animals.
Yeah.
Do you think, as a trainer, though, if you have 100 dogs that have been living together, fighting for food and so on and so forth, could you train one of those worst scenarios, say somebody wanted to adopt that dog? Would it be more difficult for them to get that dog adjusted?
Well, I've trained dogs that came from hoarding situations and backyard breeders, puppy mills, like the dogs that they were using for breeders. It's hit or miss. It really depends on that dog's temperament. Sometimes they're not able to be, like, rescued because they have too many issues. But other times, you know, it can lead to a dog that is very low confidence, very anxious, and just, like, super
cowards.
Duper. Yes, because they're not used to much human interaction. That's the main issue, is that they're not socialized. They know how to be around other dogs, but they don't know how to communicate and interact with people once you have a certain amount of animals. Because you can't possibly give each of these animals individual attention the way that they need for socialization process. Purposes with humans.
So is the in that instance, though, if somebody were to get one of those dogs that cowered like that, you know, and behaved like that after being hoarded,
mm-hmm.
There is an opportunity that dog may strike out at you or bite you only because of the fact of maybe fear.
They can have fear aggression, but you know, anytime you rescue a dog, you should hire a trainer just so that you can have their behavior evaluated and everything and be on the right track with the new animal coming into your house. I wouldn't say, you know, I would caution against, no, adoption is great. These animals that come from these situations can always be worked with, but there's just some of them that can't really adjust and, you know, they're too fearful. And
it might be the ones that were submissive within... I guess I would call it a pack if there's that many of them
in
one place.
It has more to do with their natural, like, innate temperament. Some dogs, you know, they're like people. We're born with our temperaments, right? Some of us are born more timid than others. Some of us are born more boisterous.
What?
And so then at the experiences that we have throughout our lives, that's what shapes like how we handle certain situations. Same thing with a dog or a cat. So if they naturally have a timid temperament and they were, you know, mistreated, neglected, abused, well, then that might be a little more difficult adjustment-wise for the animal.
Well, once again, that trivia question this hour is out there. You got a 1 in 3 shot at it. How many horses made it to the Triple Crown? So, that's how many horses made it through all three, and they made it to the Triple Crown. Was it 5 horses in total? Was it 8? Or was it 13? How many horses? Take a shot at it. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. 818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a guess and win something. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. And enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
It's a type of sight that you'll rarely find anywhere else but Florida. Drivers cruising down I-95 through Jacksonville's south side over the weekend might have caught a glimpse of a barefoot man widely known as Blue Collar Brawler wrestling a huge gator on the side of the highway. The sheriff's office said deputies along with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission joined forces with the licensed Florida alligator trapper and gator wrangler legend to help get the reptile off the road and keep everyone safe. A video showed the man using a pole to catch the gator and wrestle him to the side of the road, where he climbed on top of the massive reptile and restrained its jaw, and then placed the alligator in the back of his truck to be taken away from the busy highway. All of that occurred while he was barefoot on the hot cement and dressed in head-to-toe in camo. Only in Florida, the sheriff said. Visit TalkingBets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Bets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
Alligator sway, alligator stomp all over the place. Big green eyes look over the swamp. Everybody do the alligator chomp. Chomp, chomp. Now you chomp, chomp.
Honey, I'm bringing an alligator home in the back of my truck today, and we're going to have some gator bites.
Have you had gator bites?
Have you?
Yeah.
I have too, and they're amazing.
They are. I feel bad.
If they're done right.
I feel bad.
I've had them too. Yeah.
Have
you had the ones that are fatty, though? They're kind of fatty. Those I don't, you know, I'll still eat them, but they're not great.
I never had them here, but I had them in Georgia because Papa Do's sells them.
The best ones that I ever had was in New Orleans. Literally melted in your mouth. It was amazing.
Probably like Cajun kind, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Best ones I've ever had in my life.
Nobody makes gluten-free gator bites, so I haven't had them in a long time.
Yeah, I don't think gators are gluten-free.
No, they are, but the breading. Yeah.
So, actually, the ones that I had that were the best, they were breaded, so you wouldn't have been able to eat those. But yeah, gator bites, a lot of people eat them. You see them on a lot of menus now. But I wouldn't want to wrangle one. I don't know how to wrangle one, and I wouldn't.
What would
pick
you have
a shot.
Done if it was actually a gator in your pool?
I'd be calling somebody. I've taken snakes out of my
call
pool.
Call your neighbor.
Myself, but I'd be calling somebody.
Contact your local Florida man.
Exactly.
Devin, you're born and raised here, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I was born in New York, so.
Oh, okay. No gator wrestling for you.
Hey. Yeah. The trivia question, I'm knocking it down to a 50-50 because we don't have much time left. If you want to call, how many horses made it to the Triple Crown? Was it 8 or 13? So you know it wasn't 5. It was either 8 or 13. You got a 50-50 shot. Call and you can win something. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You said a friend of yours has a cockatoo, right?
Yes.
Or three. Basically pulling its feathers?
Yes.
So, and he adopted it?
Yes.
Was it pulling its feathers before he adopted or after?
Yes, she was plucking before,
Before he took her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for some reason that bird's been stressed out, and a lot of birds can go that way. I mean, literally, I've seen birds that look like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
They pluck everything.
Took all the feathers off of her tail. And yeah,
it's like they're so stressed out, the anxiety is so high.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to make her as comfortable as he can. You had mentioned during the break that, you know, about toys and everything. You want to be very careful about adding toys to a bird's cage, because they look at that and kind of feel threatened by it.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is have it near the cage, or even hang it on the cage. And then eventually you can move it into the cage when you see the birds getting a little bit closer to it. Birds stress out very easily, but even beside the stressing point, with my parrots, they don't pluck at all.
Which is great, because I've noticed that a lot of African greys are stress pluckers.
They
and,
do.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
Now, Zachary's been good, and I think a lot of it is because I keep their cages right next to it.
They're and you don't different... move their cages.
No.
They've been in the same spot for
a long time.
Well,
kind of, yes.
Okay.
But the thing is that they're two different species, so I don't want to put them together because they could actually go at each other even though they're next to each other.
Yeah.
But they have ample size cages.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right next to each other, so they have companionship. But the other thing, too, is that I feed them a little bit of seed, but I do give them, like pellets.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the company right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway.
Bush?
But pellets I give them, which is like a veggie. It's all mixed in. It's probably the best thing to give them. Some birds don't like to eat it. Some will devour it. Mine's like
it. Are you
talking
about the Rudy Bush pellets?
Just like I wish I could think of the name right now.
The berry looking.
Yeah, like the berry looking.
Yeah,
and they smell like
the clusters.
Berries.
Alice hated those. She wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, some will, some won't.
She would pick them up and make a yuck face and throw them out of the
but
bowl.
They're the best thing for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
The Nutri berries or something is what
the, there's different it's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of what it is. I want to say premium, but that's
it
not it.
Comes in a bucket. With the little
yeah.
yellow yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But besides that, you want to make sure that you give them some greens and veggies, but no avocado, that's poisonous to
yeah.
birds, and no seeds. Like apples, if you give them apples, make sure there's no seeds.
The arsenic.
Right. So
if
he gives the bird the right amount of elements food-wise, hopefully that will help the case. But just some soothing, they like music. If he keeps music on,
that's what I told him.
That will help soothe them. Tends to be classical, tends to actually kind of help them a little bit more than...
Baby Einstein.
Right. So things like that will help.
Wait, is it little?
But he needs to spend a little more time with them too, because birds will become pluckers if they don't have enough social.
Yeah.
And if she's not being socialized,
she's always out on his shoulder or on the couch. Like she's constantly.
I'd be careful on that too, because a bird can easily take your ear or your eye.
Yeah.
Especially if they have anxiety problems. So I'd be very careful.
Yeah.
Hey, before we say goodbye, I want to bring Leva on real quick. Leva, how are you?
Great.
Hey, Leva.
Leva, we got like 30 seconds, but take a shot at that guess. What do you think it was? How many horses made it to the Triple Crown? 8 or 13?
Wild guess, 13.
Congratulations. Do you want to go with something, or you're going to pay it forward?
I'll pay it forward.
Okay, so Leva's paying it forward. You don't even have to come on air, because I know a lot of people are afraid to talk on the radio. But you can call right now, 818-818-6401, and tell Sydney what you want. She knows the prizes. Just call, and it's yours, 818-818-6401. Leva, thank you, love you, and give my best to your brother Orville and your nephew Christopher.
Okay, thank you, love you.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you, Leva.
Good to hear from you too, sweetheart.
And a big thank you to Darla out there. Darla's always on our Facebook Live directing people, so love you, Darla. And by the way, spay new to your pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Bye for now.
The opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.